me ask you a question. Are you an entrepreneur? Or do you know an entrepreneur? And if so, do you think you're crazy? Or that somebody you might know is crazy? I can tell you, we're not actually crazy. We just have some very unique entrepreneurial personality traits. And that is exactly what we're going to be talking about in this episode to show that we aren't actually crazy. In fact, it's something to kind of celebrate. But I'm actually going to highlight some of the key entrepreneurial personality traits that actually make us who we are and are the keys to helping us succeed in our businesses. So let's dive in and do a little bit of celebrating or maybe a little guidance for those of you considering jumping into the game. All right. Okay, so let's get real here. If you Google entrepreneurial personality traits, there's about 15 million results that come up, right? So everybody has a total opinion on this. Okay, so why is this one going to be any different? Well, I decided to come at this from an analytical kind of standpoint because that's sort of who I am and what I do, right? So I actually found a study that was done by Harvard Business School where it is a super dry, boring study. There is a link to it in case you're interested, but I'm going to pare it down for us. So what they identified were that there are 5 key personality traits in identifying entrepreneurs versus what they compared us to are managers in the corporate world, which is actually kind of probably a good play. So I actually want to dive in and look at these 5 traits and we'll look at them from a Harvard perspective and then we'll look at them from like a real human kind of perspective, even though it's the same thing. So we'll sort of have like the Harvard lesson and then we'll have the translation, right? Because that's sort of what we need. It has to be easy. All right. So you ready? Let's dive in. Actually, before we do, in case you don't know me, I'm Jen Neal. I am the founder of Formula Done. We are a content marketing agency. And we also have an awesome new do-it-yourself course as well, which I'm super excited about. And it's all based off of content activation formula, which I founded basically by following how traffic moves around online and how to use those things to our advantage. So if any of those things sound interesting, check out our website, formuladone.com/blog. We have amazing articles and great references and resources out there for you. And check out the rest of our videos here in YouTube. So we have plenty and plenty of videos with some amazing lessons. All right. So let's get back to Harvard, shall we? Just to clarify, I myself did not go to Harvard. I am simply referencing a paper that was done by somebody probably for their doctorate. And there's a whole lot of big words in there, but I did my best to translate it out. Okay, so number 1, openness to experience. This describes the breadth, depth, originality, and complexity of an individual's mental and experimental life. These are not my words. This is directly from the Harvard study, which is why I'm reading it, because it's a whole lot of very complicated words. Basically, what they're saying is, are you willing to try new things? Like, openness to a new experience. Are you willing to be open to trying new things? And what they found is that managers tended to be less open to trying new things than entrepreneurs, right? Kind of makes more sense. All right, so trait number 2, conscientiousness. This describes socially pre-described impulse control that facilitates task and goal-oriented behavior. So really what they're saying is, how much do you care about what other people are thinking and how focused are you on the goal at hand? And they found that entrepreneurs tended to be more focused and cared less about what other people thought versus managers who cared more about what other people thought and would opt more for that than for the actual directive or the outcome of the goal, right? So see, we're not crazy. It's actually a good thing, at least I think anyway. Okay, number 3, extroversion. Okay, this one, I know a lot of entrepreneurs also will be like, No thanks. Because a lot of people are entrepreneurs that claim to be introverts, but let me explain what they're after here. So extroversion implies an energetic approach toward the social and material world and includes traits such as sociability, activity, assertiveness, and positive emotionality. Again, a whole lot of words, right? Thank God normal people don't talk like this because that would just be terrible. Okay, so really what they're saying here is This is more of that we care less about what other people think, actually. So we believe in something enough that, like, we will be out there talking about it. Like, we have that drive, right? That's basically what they're talking about. And so again, they found that the inner drive to make something happen, that extroversion, doesn't have to mean that you are an extrovert. It just means that you act in a way that you're like, I have something inside of me that I need to get out. And that was more so for entrepreneurs and less so for managers. Makes sense, right? Okay, agreeableness. These things super just crack me up. So agreeableness contrasts a pro-social and communal orientation towards others with antagonism and includes traits such as altruism, tender-mindedness, trust, and modesty. So what they are saying here is that we, as entrepreneurs, we want to please other people, and we have that, like, need to want to care for other people, and that weirdly, that need to care for other people, and whether that's like give back or you're wanting to help people in some way, that tends to be more prominent than in managers, because managers are more about caring about themselves. This is not all managers by any means, and this is again Harvard stuff, but they found that there tended to be more of that in entrepreneurs than managers, right? Okay, and finally, neuroticism, my favorite one. Neuroticism contrasts emotional stability and even temperedness with negative emotionality, such as feeling anxious, nervous, sad, and tense. So what they're saying is that in terms of wanting to get our mission, like our vision, whatever, out there, then what we tend to do as entrepreneurs is be a little bit more neurotic or self-involved because we care more about the big picture, right? So if we end up along the way and some people might think we're crazy or don't like what we're doing, we care less about that than, say, a manager would along the way, right? I hope that kind of makes a little bit of sense. But that's also why we have translation. All right, so before I dive into translation, out of curiosity, what would you say that your biggest, if you're an entrepreneur, what would you say that your biggest personality trait that you lean on or that like stands out the most? I'd love to hear what you have to say. And if you think it falls into any one of these five buckets, because I tell you what, you guys, like I looked at this and I'm like, they're not right. I'm not neurotic. And I'm like, okay, no, actually, if I look at really honestly the traits that we talk about and think about as entrepreneurs, do they fit into these buckets? Because I'm all about finding patterns and processes, right? So I'm like, okay, are these like Harvard people? Do they actually know what they're talking about in this study? And it turns out they kind of did. Shocker, right? All right, so let's get to my translations as these things fit, right? So my first one that I'm going to say is biggest personality trait, flexible. And this is where we are literally wearing all the hats, right? This is why we can do all of the jobs, especially when we first start a business. This is why we survive the entrepreneurial roller coaster, the ups and the downs, and all of the failures, and trying something new. We're throwing something against the wall. Does it stick? Right? That ability to be flexible and be like, that didn't work. I'm going to try this, right? Is absolutely a trait of entrepreneurs. And also sometimes to our detriment, because we're so flexible that's why we fall so easily for squirrel syndrome, right? Like, ooh, what's that? All the time. Like, so distracted because we are a little bit more flexible. Which, if I was to drop that into the bucket, I would say that it lines up with openness to experience, right? So we're like, yeah, I haven't tried that before. I'll give it a try, right? I think that's being pretty flexible. So I think that bucket works for a key personality trait. Okay, second bucket, driven. We initiate projects, ideas, and everything on our own just because we feel like it. And sometimes we do that to our detriment, but it also keeps us going when things don't work. So that drive, that need to be like, you know what? I know I'm gonna make this work. We will run into the same brick wall in like 15 different locations over and over and over again because we're still totally driven to be like, all right, I'm gonna find the way that this works, right? So in lining that up to the Harvard buckets, I'm putting that in the conscientious bucket, right? That we are task-driven to our detriment almost with a goal-oriented behavior. We're like, we know we need this thing done and we will just keep doing it and doing it. We're keep driving to make it happen, right? Constantly trying to make some sort of momentum progress in the way that that works, right? Speaking of momentum, this just popped into my head, but in case you guys are interested and very into entrepreneurial personality traits, Alex Sharfin actually like literally wrote the book called EPT, Entrepreneurial Personality Traits. It's a fantastic, like super quick read. And it's one of those things that if you haven't read it and you're feeling like, oh my gosh, am I a crazy person? It actually helps you to identify that, okay, I'm not actually crazy. I just am wired a little different. And that's why I have all these tendencies. So I highly recommend go check out that book. All right, the next one, passionate. So it doesn't really matter if you're an introvert or an extrovert or an introvert who is forced to be extroverted in certain situations. We are passionate enough about the thing that's inside of us that we're trying to get out, that we're trying to accomplish, that we will literally talk to anybody about it, right? Like that's what happens. And that passion, it actually fuels like everything else. It is our gas and it doesn't run out. And it's the reason that we leave a corporate job. And it's the reason that drives everything else, right? So if you're driven, you're flexible, you're doing all of that because you have such a deep-rooted passion, right? In terms of where that one fits in, I put that into the extroversion bucket because it really does. We have that passion and we're like, nope, I don't care what anybody else thinks. I'm gonna make this happen because this means that much to me, right? So creative, we have unique ways of doing business, as in we will literally make lemonade out of lemons and then we'll like add an upsell and then we'll build a franchise, right? We'll just, that's part of that passion, right? But we are very, very creative. And we literally, like we see something in our heads and we literally like will that into existence. So that creativity is fueled by our passion and our drive and all of those things. Like that just plays right into it, right? And if I'm gonna put that into the Harvard bucket, I would put that into the agreeableness bucket because we're open to, you know, if you're like, man, I've been trying this 5-day challenge and it just isn't working. And someone's like, oh man, I just did a workshop and it totally killed it, right? Be like, oh yeah, I could totally try that, right? So we're creative to want to try to find different outlets or different ways to share our passion. Hopefully that makes sense. Okay. And then finally, visionary. So we are visionaries. We believe in the vision, our calling, and we don't care if people think that we're crazy along the way because our vision is fueled by our passion, right? Passion is the key cornerstone. And if I'm going to put visionary into any bucket, this comes into my favorite one, the neuroticism bucket, because we really do tend to be a little, or maybe a lot, neurotic about our vision, right? It's the reason we started a business. It's the reason that we're still going, right? It's that passion. But what makes a successful entrepreneur is that like, here's normal, right? And then here's like, super crazy over here and here's super crazy over here, right? If you're normal, you're boring and nobody wants to listen to you. So we have to be a little off the spectrum. We have to be a little neurotic, right? Which kind of makes sense, but we don't want to be like super cray cray all the way over here, right? We're in the middle. And that is where our vision comes from and our passion fuels all of that. So there you have it. In my professional opinion, that I would agree with the Harvard buckets. I just would put different labels on them because those are some big words and very confusing. But if we look at it like, okay, we're flexible, we're driven, we're passionate, we're creative, and we are visionary. That totally describes us, right? Go entrepreneurs. And if you're considering making the jump and you feel like you have most of these qualities, then consider making the jump, would be my guess, right? If you're like, no, those people are cray cray, then like you're probably good where you are, right? The rest of us, we're just gonna go change the world and maybe go a little insane in the meantime. So I hope that helps. I kind of love diving into this mental work and everything, but I thought it would be really fun to sort of relate it to actual scientific studies that have been done, so. I will see you on the next episode. If you have any other questions or you want to dive deeper into any of these personality traits, check out my blog at formulaedone.com/blog. I have plenty of other articles and free references and tools and things for anybody looking to identify and maybe control some of those entrepreneurial personality traits. All right, see you next time.